The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss how to securely grow your marketing efforts. Joining us is Yoel Israel, who is the founder of Wade Digital, which is a full-service agency that specializes in LinkedIn ads, Google ads, lead generation, SEO, link building, and social media marketing with a focus on technology companies. Yoel is also the creator of Cyfluencer, which is a cybersecurity influencer marketing platform. Yesterday, Yoel and I talked about his tips for driving B2B lead gen, including LinkedIn and some other platforms. And today we're going to continue the conversation, but talk about cybersecurity and marketing integrity. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Yoel Israel, founder of Wade Digital. Yoel, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, man. It's good to be back.
Excited to have you back as our guest. We had a great conversation yesterday. I learned a lot about targeting B2B, and we walked not only through the primary channel, which is LinkedIn, but some other retargeting options and even a hack that people are going to have to go back to the episode and listen to learn how to basically combine LinkedIn and Quora as well to drive some B2B growth. Today, I want to talk about the other side of your business, which is cybersecurity. Talk to me about why cybersecurity and marketing are related. Why are you in both of these businesses?
Well, I think you can probably say anything, and anything is really related, right? Two things always meet somewhere in the Venn diagram. But in general, kind of like what happened was I started up in Google Ads and I moved to Israel 7 years ago. And there's a lot of, Israel's known as Startup Nation, and it's got probably like 40% of the cybersecurity companies are here, and we only have under 9 million people. So you understand how condensed it is in Israel, smaller than New Jersey. So it's tiny. It's tiny in population. It's tiny geographically. And everyone knows each other.
The Silicon Valley of cybersecurity.
Correct. And that's why our company, by the way, is called Wade Digital, because Wadi means valley in Arabic and Hebrew. So a lot of people refer to Israel as Silicon Wadi, and that's actually where our company name came from. So, but actually, they started to get more and more B2B and doing more LinkedIn ads, and there are more and more cybersecurity companies, and then I just started to dominate and really understand the field. I like cybersecurity professionals. They're different than any other professional I met. They've got this kind of like reserve, trust but verify, a little bit of kind of like they know a lot of what's going on in the dark web and all that. They're pretty fascinating. They're kind of conservative but quirky. They're like really weird people. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I really like them. I think they're really cool and they're very honest and straight people. They have very high integrity. And I mean, I'm a marketer. So it was only natural. I started to get more and more cybersecurity clients, and then they would start to recommend me because we were really successful. We've actually had three cybersecurity companies that sold out for over $120 million in the last 3 years. So we're really excited. Most recently, CyberX was bought out by Microsoft for $160 million late last year. So we really understand the industry. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it. And then it's just word of mouth. You know, everyone knows each other here in Israel and all the cybersecurity marketers and all the cybersecurity founders. So I'm regularly speaking to them, and it's an industry I really love and I really understand. I think I just have a unique gift for both of them. So I'm pretty blessed to have kind of found my sweet spot.
So you've got a unique advantage in terms of geography and understanding of cybersecurity. You're a practicing marketer. Talk to me about some of the cybersecurity challenges that you see facing marketers. I know that making sure that we're avoiding ad fraud is top of mind for a lot of marketers. That, and what are some of the other challenges that we're facing from a security perspective?
I mean, probably more than anything, to be honest, just keeping your website secure. And for smaller companies or medium companies, or in general, I think is really your employees, making sure, you know, you always have a rogue employee or a disgruntled employee or who knows what. Those are the ones inside can do the most damage. So it's probably just making sure that you have the right security things. Don't give security clearance internally to your company beyond anyone that needs it. Make sure you do the proper diligence, things of the sort. That's probably the main thing I'll do is focus on employees and make sure your website's secure.
So web security is obviously important. Employee management, ad fraud is the one that came to mind first for me when it comes to cybersecurity and marketing. Have you seen, you know, an increase or decrease in ad fraud? How much of a hot topic is that amongst cybersecurity and marketing?
It's not really, not for my clients. So again, I mean, my cybersecurity clients, they're doing OT, cybersecurity, IT, IoT. So basically no one's hacking your water supply, your companies, your autonomous driving, your phones, all of those things that you think about that we use, you don't even notice in our well-networked world, those things that stay secure. When it comes to ad tech, I don't really serve any clients there. We used to, but I actually think this is a problem that's going to get better over time. Just naturally, as the bigger cybersecurity challenges get solved, I think those will easily go over to ad tech fraud. And I think it will just be easier for them to conquer. And obviously, I think there's some big, big corporation forces that their whole business model is based on making sure that there's no ad fraud, such as Google and Facebook and Microsoft. So they also have an interest in making sure to defeat ad fraud.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. So one of the big trends for marketers is moving beyond just advertising, performance marketing, driving organic growth, but also working on influencer marketing. And you work in an interesting space where you've created the Cyfluencer platform, which is basically a influencer marketing platform for cybersecurity. Tell me a little bit about Cyfluencer. Why'd you create it and what's it for?
Yeah, we actually just went live with our MVP last week. So actually we started in 2019. We used an affiliate. I had an idea after three clients within the scope of 6 months, cybersecurity clients asked me about influencer marketing. And I looked, couldn't find anything. But the third one said it. I said, screw it, man. I'm going to build my own. So I started to build my own. But first I needed a proof. I spoke with some of my mentors. I built a proof of concept. I used an affiliate network to be able, so every influencer can log in and grab unique links. And it's basically, I took my skills as an advertiser, pay-per-click model. They have their own login. They grab the links from the different cybersecurity companies that are sharing their content, and then they share it on their socials. And it comes off almost like organic. Legally, they have to say it's an ad that they're being promoted, but then they share it. And these are influencers that are already promoting and posting cybersecurity-related content. So I'm actually curating it for them, and they're getting compensated for it. So they love it. And on the other side, my cybersecurity companies love it, that they're getting reach that they would never get. Because when they post it themselves, it's self-promotion. Or when they work with us to do ads, it's still promoted. They work. But nothing's like an influencer marketer or influencer saying, hey, I've read this content. I want to promote this content. Whether they're saying that they're getting paid for it or not. The fact that they say, I stand by this product, or I stand by what's going on here, or this is a great read, you should read it. That's going to get unique reach and visibility. So we've been testing that. After we tested that for 6 months, we said it was a success. We spent a lot of money on building our platform. Our MVP is out 2 weeks. It's going to look much different because we just brought over only people that already have active accounts. And so we're not going to onboard any new accounts for 2 weeks, just as a minimal viable product. And then you'll see we'll have a whole new homepage and a sign up and everything, just making sure everyone's properly onboarded for 2 weeks. And it's really fascinating. And there's nothing like this even for any B2B companies, because everywhere else, they try to kind of be a matchmaker between the B2B company and the influencer, and they end up getting cut out. But here we have a platform where you basically share your blog, share your content, you put them up, or we can put them up for you. And the cybersecurity professional comes and they get to choose what they want to share. They're not married to you. They don't know who the cybersecurity company is. They don't know who the individuals are within that. They can grab different pieces, even from competitors, and share them, and they get compensated for it.
That's interesting. The model of not necessarily connecting an influencer with the brand, but connecting an influencer with a piece of content and allowing them to basically share and distribute the content and be compensated for it. It takes a little of the complexity out of managing the relationship. Hey, this is a, you know, topic that you believe in. Let's say if this weren't cybersecurity, but marketing related, you know, somebody's talking about the new trends in CPC advertising or how to optimize their Google campaigns. They write a blog post and an influencer can come pick it up and share it and get comped.
Yep. And a big advantage really to the cybersecurity professionals, they don't have to do huge due diligence. They don't have to get married to the company. They don't need any of that. They get to share what they want. No one's telling them. No one's engaged. They're not emailing anyone. They go on the platform. They grab whatever they want. So that's awesome. And the publishers, also known as our cybersecurity companies, they have the unique advantage of they're getting wide distribution, that they'll have several influencers sharing their content over time.
So talk to me about some of the things that marketers need to know to make sure that they are protecting their website. What are some of the biggest challenges that you see that my audience should be thinking about?
I mean, we have one client, they're not really so much a cybersecurity client as much as they do like for WordPress. You're talking about stratic.com, S-T-R-A-T-T-I-C.com. So they basically, it's a mirror of your website. So anyone who tries to penetrate it, they actually can't, because it's kind of like a mirroring of it. It's actually really fascinating. But really keep your website secure. Overwhelmingly, is who has access to it. Make sure you have a CAPTCHA on it. Make sure you have HTTPS and SSL certificate. Those are the generics, what you need to do. And then there are other things you can do above and beyond. You know, you can make sure everyone's using VPNs. I worry more about people using public Wi-Fi and you being hacked into. But even though they say, oh, I wouldn't be a target because I'm small, there is some truth to that. But don't kid yourself. For ransomware, everyone has a dollar value, even you, no matter how small you are. They'll eventually come and find you. It might not be in the short term, but it will happen.
My thought is everyone has a value. You're worth something. And the bad news is you're worth something to somebody that might want to hack your website.
Exactly.
Yoel, I appreciate you coming on the show, telling us a little bit about how to think about cybersecurity. And I think that the approach to the cybersecurity influencer network and basically the content distribution network is something that's relevant for marketers. And I think that that model specifically is something that would be intriguing to test, not just with cybersecurity, but some other places. So, you know, let us know how it goes, and congratulations on the launch.
Thank you very much. And if anyone wants to follow me, LinkedIn is the best place to follow me. Just search Yoel Israel, Y-O-E-L, last name Israel, like the country.
All right. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Yoel Israel, founder of Wade Digital and Cyfluencer, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with Yoel, as he said, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Yoel T. Israel, Yoel T-I-S-R-A-E-L. Or you can visit his company's website, which is Wadi Digital, WADIDIGITAL.com, or his cybersecurity influencer marketing platform, Cyfluencer, CYFLUENCER.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can subscribe to our once a week newsletter, or you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.